So also, the other things is also to make sure, did she need to prove that she was working between the whole time from November 17 to present, that really she was working. They, we need that proof, because she might have lying, she was not going to work and she was just finding this as an escape route.
I don't know. I'm really not sure what you're asking me, sir.
I'm saying is we should also try to ask for her to provide a proof that she was working between the time that she said she was going to work.
Because
that will prove that she's really telling the truth, that she was going to work, or she was just escaping, looking after the baby, and she find it.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, there's a custody petition that you filed, right?
Mm-hmm.
For custody of the child. I don't see that Ms. Robinson filed any petitions. Am I right, or did I miss that?
You are right. I'm the one that filed.
Okay. So, Thursday is not for a hearing. Thursday is for a conference to see if the case can be settled. That's why Thursday's appearance is a virtual appearance. If it was a trial, it would be in person in the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to say, look, you have the child, right?
Uh-huh.
The referee will probably want to know if Ms. Robinson has been seeing the child.
Yep.
And have there been any problems with her seeing the child? That's really for her to answer.
Okay.
Depending on what she says, I will respond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
The child is returned dirty. She's late. She's late picking up, she's late dropping off. Maybe there's a more convenient time for her to pick up and drop off. But there are no problems that you have with the child, correct?
100%, yep.
So then there's no reason to change where the child is. Now, she may ask for that. She may ask on Thursday for the child to be given to her by the court. I will say there's no reason to do that. The child is thriving with my client, with you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason to change the current situation unless and until we need to have a trial.
Mm.
What the mother has to do is keep to the schedule so my client doesn't have to sit either for a long time waiting for the mother to return the child, or with the mother and the child waiting, with the child and himself waiting for the mother to show up because she's late.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have a visit yesterday?
No, the visit is going to be the upcoming Wednesday.
Okay, so I need you to let me know what happens on Wednesday. When is the visit on Wednesday?
The visit on Wednesday is 12 o'clock till the following day, 4 o'clock. So
So she will have the child during the visit, during the court appearance?
Yes.
So she will have to bring the child to the courthouse, right?
Yes, I think she need to be told that we are not meeting at the police station. We need to be...
He needs to bring the child to the court appearance, and you can exchange the child in court.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, so that need to be... she need to be let know, aware... maybe somebody need to make her aware of that.
But we'll say it in court.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what her lawyer is going to tell her in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't have to tell me in advance. I can only learn these things when they're said in court. And I've been doing this for a long time, sir. I can handle whatever anybody says in court.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on a very good briefcase for you to have the whole chronological what all happened.
Okay, do you think she's going to fight you for custody of this child?
I think she's going to fight me. deep down in herself, she don't want to fight me. I think there are people that are forcing her to fight me.
Okay, so unless and until a trial is scheduled, I don't need to see anything. In other words, if she consents to your having custody, I don't need to see anything from you. That's the resolution that you want.
Mm-hmm. And that
if she's going to fight you, then there will have to be a trial.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll look at everything you have.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is to ask to change the police station, because that police station is also giving us a problem of getting report. We need a police station that is police officers that are just going to do.
That's why I told you to send the text messages. So that way you'll have the documentation you need. If she says, I was always on time, I was never late.
No, I have all the information.
Right. So what is the police? You told me you think the police are in cahoots with her, right?
Yes, with cahoots.
I don't know, sir.
Yeah.
Everybody I represent thinks that there are people working against them.
No, the thing is also I moved from that address, so I'm more on the west side. So we both. It's best to have a different police station, like in the area of. Like 42nd or that area, 40th or 50th west side.
I'm about to look that up.
So
where do you live?
I'm living at 519 West 49th Street.
519?
West 49th Street.
Okay.
Apartment 11B.
Oh, I don't need the apartment. The 10th precinct is the closest. That's what it says. Hold on, I'll see where that is. 230 West 20th Street seems to be the closest precinct. I don't think that's right. I think there's a precinct on 35th Street. So I'm going to look further. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a precinct called Midtown South, 357 West 35th. That's closer to you, right?
Yeah, that's best.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see if that's the one. Let's see if there's anything better.
That's good. Good for you. You got a voice there. Someday you might be a singer.
306 West 54th. Is that better for you?
Which one?
306 West 54th Street. Is that closer to you than the last
one? That's the best one.
That's the one. Okay, hold on. And you have the text messages, right?
Yeah, I have the text messages. I will send it to you.
Not until we have them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I can say in court on Thursday, I have screenshots of my client sending texts to the mother. Where are you? You're late. If she says she was never late, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have also the what do you call it? The police report that he was late. The two that they have given me, I can
provide. The bank paper.
Yeah. I can send that to you.
screen scan it and send it to me as PDF.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
when does she pick up the child?
She pick up on 12 o'clock on Wednesday and bring back on Thursday 4 o'clock.
Okay. Look, she may not bring the child to the court. She may not. Like I said, I never know what anybody's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
If she doesn't bring the child back, you'll have to go to the precinct at 4 o'clock. Okay?
Uh-huh.
The child center, if she brings the child to court, she may bring the child upstairs. She may bring the child to the child center on the first floor. She may not bring the child at all, but we'll have to see what she does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe it'll be easy and she'll bring the child to court and you'll just get the child at 2:30 instead of 4 o'clock in the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she won't bring the child and we'll have to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. I hear you, yeah. So, which means the other thing also, she bring, let's say for example, if I give her a child with a certain clothes, she don't bring these things back.
You can expect that to happen all the time. That's very common.
Hmm?
It's very common.
She's...
Where they don't bring the child back with the clothes you give her. You should expect her not to give you back the clothes.
Yeah, because
if that affects what clothes you give the child for the visit, it affects the people keep the clothes all the time. So
she's keeping them, and these things. Let's say you buy something that costs you $10, $12, and it's like she's going to throw it away because even she's not going to wash it.
I don't know what she's going to do with it, but you should just expect her not to return the child with the clothes you have the child in when you give her the child.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common.
So
she do that all the time?
She does that all of the time, but let's say when right now the only way to save what I have, all of the good clothes that I have bought for her, what I'm doing, I just wash the clothing she bring a child with, and then I just give her back with that. The other day I sent her a text like, please, it's very cold outside, bring a blanket so that you can wrap her, so that I cannot give you my blanket because you don't bring these things back. She didn't do that. I didn't have any other choice. I had.
When was that visit?
Huh?
When was the visit?
It was last week visit.
And you brought the child in a blanket?
Yes.
And you asked her to bring the child back in the blanket?
No, yeah.
Was the child in a different blanket?
She didn't bring any blanket. She just brought her in a, like a, and very dirty. I will send you the picture of how she brought that child. I don't know what she, even the, everything she bring that child, the underclothing, they can be clean, but they, the whole the snow jumpers, it's so dirty that it's not coming from the mother.
I don't know what to say about that, but I can mention that to the judge.
Hmm.
Anything else?
So maybe I've already given my place because of the child, and I've already stayed with the child for those days. I mean, those other things, we have touched it, unless you also want to give me an advice or think what, or ask me any other thing.
No, like I said, this is a what's called a conference date, this mm-hmm. appearance. It's to see if there's a possible settlement, and if there's no settlement, the judge will want to schedule a trial.
Mm-hmm. If
Yes.
I also send you a text. In that text, I recall she herself was mentioning she wants that child to be adopted if I don't take. And I think
I don't know if she's going to, if she's going to, look, in order for a child to be adopted, you have to give up your parental rights. If you don't give up your parental rights, and there's no neglect and abuse of the child, and there is none in this case, no one can put the child up for adoption without you either consenting or taking the child.
That's what
That's not something you need to worry about.
What they did first, prior to that, just to highlight you with, she never wanted me to sign the birth certificate. So the birth certificate, we signed it on the 16th of June after I said, I'm not, if you want me to look after this child, she gave me that child in 2 weeks when she was only 13. She kept only for 13 days. And then she gave me when she, after 13 days.
That's Let me ask you something. It doesn't quite follow for me, having experience in this, that the woman wants to put the child up for adoption and is then going to fight you for custody. Because even if, assuming she won custody,
mm-hmm.
she still can't put the child up for adoption just because she won custody.
Yeah, she won't be able to.
She won't be able to. So that's not something you should worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Look, she may ask for additional time.
We're not going to do that.
Well, you have to have a good reason why not.
That's what we need to fight on. Because if she already have this time and she already having a problem, first, before she get any additional time, she should start obeying to the, she should start respecting time and start doing appropriate and bring and make sure that she's doing these things in a good way before we add any day or any time.
I will say that to the judge.
Mm-hmm. Because we cannot give, even she didn't come at one court date, she never came also, and all of these things, she's not taking these things serious.
Let me ask you, the ACS did a virtual visit of your home or no visit?
They didn't do any virtual visit to my place.
Did they come to your home?
First time when they contacted me, yes, somebody came and saw the child.
When was that?
I think I wrote it. It's
just give me the month.
I think it should be in March.
Okay. And is that where you're living now?
No, it's not where I'm living right now.
Okay, so they may have to do another one for your current place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know if they've done one with the mother. I don't know if there'll be a report on Thursday. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't know if they tried to schedule one for the mother and she didn't cooperate. I don't know anything.
Yeah, the ACS woman herself was trying to tell me that the mother is not cooperating, but I don't know.
Okay, that's better for you then. Then that'll be in the report.
Mm-hmm. But also, all what she was also trying to tell me that lady, she's going out with a very dangerous man, that my child is not going to be safe if she's also.
How did the ACS worker know this?
Yes, the ACS worker told me that.
Okay, so the background check on the man.
Yes, they say that man is not a very good man. She told me. I recorded her saying that also.
You're not going to be able to get that into evidence.
But she was saying is that lady, and I can prove that one day when she was talking behind, there was a man speaking. We cannot prove whether it was him, but if she tried to deny that there is nobody else that comes there. Recently she...
Not in the report, sir. We'll have a hard time proving it.
Pardon me?
If it's not in the ACS report, we'll have to figure out if we can prove that what the ACS worker told you is true.
Yeah. I have well documented it.
I don't know what that means. What kind of document?
I have recorded all what she was.
You're not getting the recording into the evidence. The judge isn't going to listen to the recording.
Mm.
I'm not going to go into the legal reason why. It'll never come into evidence. I'll tell you the word for it. It's called hearsay.
Okay.
What? The ACS worker could come in and testify as to what she said and what she knows. But you can't get a recording listened to by the judge.
If the ACS worker even did not say, like, it's safe, she does not smoke inside the house, but I know I used to sleep with her.
Okay. I don't know what the report's going to show.
Mm-hmm.
That's only if there's a trial.
Okay.
Sir. And there's not going to be a trial on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I keep saying that is because I have a trial Thursday morning and one on Friday afternoon.
All right.
Okay? That's why I have what I have to con- and maybe one tomorrow too, although I don't think so. And that's what I have to concentrate on right now, how to prove what I need to prove for those three trials this week. Your case, if it goes to trial, if the referee picks trial dates on Thursday, it probably won't be till July for the trial.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I got all letters like for...
For the trial?
No, letters for like a church where I take care, and I got letters for the doctors and all of that. You need those letters?
Only if she challenges it, the mother.
All right.
Again, this is not for a trial.
Okay.
All right. So you have, when did the child last go to the doctor, the pediatrician? Approximately.
I took her last on the 11th.
And what was that, a routine
11th
checkup?
And what day also?
A routine checkup?
Yeah, routine checkup. I always take her to two different pediatrician. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the proof of that on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Only if the mother, only if something, somebody says something. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's for trial, that you're taking care of her basic needs. Pediatrician, food, shelter, all these things are important.
Yeah, she was not even taking that child to the
That's for the trial.
Yep, okay. I hear you.
Okay. Anything else?
Not really. What else do you need from me?
Nothing. I told you, this is for a conference. I need to hear what the mother is going to say.
Okay.
If she says she's consenting to you having custody, the case could end on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
But somehow I don't, that it's too usually too soon. So let's just see what happens on Thursday.
Okay.
My guess is she's going to ask for additional time.
That's what I'm thinking, but if the person is, it's two things. She want to ask for additional time. She want to ask to go vacation with that child, and I'm not going to allow that.
You don't get to allow or disallow anything. The judge does.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea where she wants to go?
No, I think she might be willing to want to go maybe visit Africa with the child.
Is she African?
She's an African lady.
Is she a dual citizen?
I think so.
Do you know, sir?
No, I'm not 100%
sure.
So what's her
immigration status? Do you know?
She's an U.S. citizen. She has a U.S. passport.
Does she have a passport from her home country?
Yes.
What country is that?
Tanzania. She has a passport from U.S., the U.S. passport, not from her home country. Her father is a...
Does she have a passport from Tanzania?
Does she?
I'm asking you.
What did you ask?
Know?
Can you repeat your question, please?
Does she have a passport from... What did you say? She's from Tanzania?
Yes.
Does she have a Tanzanian passport?
No.
What happened to it? Expired?
No, she has only American passport.
What happened? She must have come here at one time to immigrate, right?
Uh-huh.
So she had a Tanzanian passport, correct? I don't know. You tell me.
She told me her father is an American. Her mother is a Tanzanian. So her father is the one.
Was she born?
She was born in Tanzania.
Does she have a Tanzanian passport?
Not that I know of. I haven't seen it. I don't know about that Tanzanian passport. What I have seen is the...
Her mother still lives there?
Yeah, her mother still lives in Tanzania.
Hold on a second. I have to look something up about Tanzania, okay? Okay, she's not going to Tanzania with the child. There's an international convention called the Hague Convention. Tanzania is not a member. So no, it means she could never have to come back. And Tanzanian government won't help you.
Okay.
So no, we're going to oppose that.
Yep. That's good.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I think we cover everything up. It's just for me to send you send you the report and the how the other time what we did between the visitation. That short report that how she was what she was, she came this time, that short, that's all I can do.
Okay, so she's picking up the child tomorrow at what time?
12, not tomorrow.
Do you know what to do if she's late?
I have to leave.
Well, no, first you have to text her at about 5 after 12 and say, where are you? You're late.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here waiting. You have to say, I'm here waiting for you at the precinct. It's 12:05. Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask her when she'll get there, because that's never true. Ask her where she is. At 10 after 12, if she still doesn't answer or show up, you say, we're leaving in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 12:15, you leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay? So we'll see. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else?
I think we covered everything.
Okie doke. Then I will see you on Thursday at 2 o'clock virtually.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, since it's virtually, she won't have the child with her in court, will she? So pickup's going to be at 4 o'clock on Thursday at the precinct. Unless, of course, she's very late and you don't give her the child on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. So do we need to come to court or not?
No, it's a virtual appearance. Nobody should be in court on Thursday.
Okay.
Okay, when was the last court appearance? Do you remember the day?
The last court appearance was 14 March.
14 March. Let me see. Where's my court? There are my court notes. Let me see what it says. No, it says virtual. No one should be in court on Thursday. Do you have the link?
I don't have the link unless you send it to me.
Okay, hold on. I just texted you the link.
Oh, okay.
Okay? You got the text? It says on my thing it was delivered.
Yes, I receive it now.
Okay, so there's a link. You have Microsoft Teams? Are you going to be using your phone or a laptop?
Maybe I'm going to try. I'm going to try to use a laptop.
It's okay. Better. You have to make sure the laptop has Microsoft Teams on it. Microsoft Teams.
Teams. Oh, Microsoft Teams. Let me write it somewhere here.
Wait a sec. What kind of computer do you have?
I have an Acer.
Acer. So you have a PC, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go to
Microsoft.
You just have to. You have to Google on the computer. How can I download Microsoft Teams?
Microsoft Teams.
I just texted you what it's called.
Oh, thanks for that. I got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see on the attachment is a link.
Mm-hmm.
On the attachment, you just click on the link, and Microsoft Teams will open, and you'll be in court virtually.
Okay. There is one question also that I nearly forget. There is these police officers there that always contact me. Actually, every Wednesday before I go and pick up, deliver this child, they always want to talk to me and see me. They once came to me and they just said they needed to come and make sure that am I okay, is everything going all right.
Did you ask them why they're asking you this?
I asked them. They was just trying to saying they are doing because I did a report. So anybody that does report, so they need to check.
What kind of report are we talking about?
The report for the when she came late.
Oh, I've never heard of police officers asking such questions when there's a report that the other person was late. So. What do they ask you? They ask you if you're okay, if the child is okay, if everything's okay, just like that?
Yeah, they asked me that, but I think
don't think. Tell me what they said.
They asked me those questions because...
And don't worry about it. Just say thanks for... Everything's fine. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, because he want to see me this coming Tuesday also.
Why does he want... Who? The police officer?
The police officer, yeah.
Did you ask him why he wants to see you Tuesday?
Yeah, he's saying he just wanted to come and see whether I'm doing...
Tell him you'll be there on Wednesday anyway. How about we talk on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You have his name and number?
I have his number. I have his card and everything.
So call him today... And say, and you know what? Don't show. You don't have to show up on Tuesday. Why should you go an extra day?
Mm-hmm.
This makes no sense to me, sir.
It's not making sense also to me, but...
Yeah, but I do this for a living, and I've never heard this happening before.
But it's happening.
I think what might have happened is the mother called the police to do what's called a wellness check.
All right.
Okay? So... You can call this cop and call the number and say, you know what? I'm going to be there on Wednesday. We can talk on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm.
There's something not right for me here.
Me?
I know you, but like I said, I do this for a living. Mm-hmm. I've had hundreds and hundreds of clients who drop off and pick up at the precinct, and I've never had that happen before.
It's been happening. They've been calling.
He wants you to keep coming in?
No, what he does is like he called me, where are you? And then he come wherever I am. But
Wait. You didn't tell me this. When does he calls you and says, I want to check up on you?
Especially on Wednesday. Especially the day when I have to drop the...
The day you drop off is fine. You can just tell him. You don't have to come here. I'll be at the precinct at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
She probably made she asked for a wellness check.
Oh.
Ask, did the mother call in for a wellness check? My attorney told me about this.
Maybe she did that because...
I'm not saying maybe. I'm asking you to ask him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think.
Okay, let me write that question. Let me write it down. Wellness check.
essentially the text, what it's called. Yeah. I'm interested in knowing what happens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mr. Campbell.
Thank you very much.
I'll see you virtually on Thursday.
Elliott.
I'll send you the link. Make sure you have to download the application, Microsoft Teams.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to... I don't have a PC. I have an Apple. So I think you should just Google how to download Microsoft Teams for a PC.
Mm-hmm.
You want my link? Okay. Just I told you what to do. I texted it to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll see you Thursday.
Okay. Thank you very much for your...
You're welcome.
Everything.
Bye-bye.
It's highly appreciated.
How do I get a rattle?
Which one?
The one that's hanging there. I can't get it off. How do you do it?
I think we had a productive thing.
He sounds very good to me.
He said, me too. I think I should just stick with him. I was hesitating a bit, but I think I will stick with him.
He's very clear, and he's on your side.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And he's very experienced.
I can see. He's experienced. He's saying if the child is well where she is, there's no way that they should take it away from me. So, even in saying, so the most important thing is to finish the other things that he wants and then we give him. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This one is now, she's happy, I can see.
She's heavy.
Happy.
No, but she's also heavy. How many pounds is she, 12, 13?
11 something.
Oh my goodness.
Nearly 12.
She's heavy. I'm 78 years old, so she's heavy for me.
Right. When my
son was her age, I was 47.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay.
Yeah, know? Hello. Good, good.
I could tell I enjoyed everything with him. I'm not going to walk forward with him. No, I'm out. Me, I'm not going to, whether he wins or he get on the ballot, anybody come and try to ask me, I'm not going to do anything. I'd rather just do and stick to what I'm doing He didn't. I guess this said, let me not bother him. Let me just do what I have to do, wait on my things, and then maybe.
No, the thing now, is he going to be on the ballot or not?
What if I do this? Let's try
that. That's the thing. I talked to him.
The video ran out.
The same like this guy, what do you call it? Benny. I told you there is no difference between him and Benny. Because those are the sort of type of people that want to use you to work, and then they don't want to give you nothing. I didn't manage to go because I had a meeting with somebody, and I finished right now, and I want just to also do a bit of correction on a few things before I do that. Maybe I will go tomorrow or yeah, on there I'm just gonna ask them. Yeah. I'm just gonna go and ask them, how would they help us if we have this problem with this candidate? Mm-hmm.
You did that, but mine, I didn't get all of the copies. I told you to do that. I realized it too late. Try to do that, and then we can talk. What time are you going to be home today? Yeah, I know we are all having the same problem, but I
Hold on a second. Yeah, hello.
Hello, I'm from
Yes, hello. Tomorrow is what time?
At 3.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow is Tuesday, yeah?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll see you
tomorrow.
Alright. Bye-bye.
Mm. Yeah, hello? No, that's the same. I'm in the same category, but I just don't want to stress myself with that man. And he knows that he has to pay us. He's doing what he's doing. When somebody works for you, you pay him. That's what happened.
So?
Yeah, we're waiting. I will wait for him, but he did, but what does that have to do with giving my money that I work?